the second day in September 2025. Isn't it about time I made up my mind what I was going to be talking about or putting into individual podcast episodes during the month of September? You see, I've committed myself to making a new episode every day of the month of September. 30 days, 30 podcast episodes. But what I haven't done is reached a point of clarity about whether the episodes are going to have any coherence, any theme. I'm stuck in between thinking politics. Actually, it isn't politics. It's the life of humans and what's happening in Gaza and also what's happening in Ukraine. And I suppose if I can't pretend to know anything much about the internal situation in Afghanistan and the internal situation in Sudan, but both of those awful events that have taken place in the last few days are horrific in terms of the loss of human life. Maybe I could talk about poetry. Maybe I could simply do a whole lot of short pieces of audio reciting the haiku that I intend to write during the month. You see, I'm all over the place. I'm watching cricket. I have a big interest in golf. The Ryder Cup will be on, I think, fairly soon. I will go to Toastmasters meetings, and I have, well, I've been talking about Toastmasters in the past. Oh, I suppose I could pick on a completely new topic. I could read some poetry by Walt Whitman. I suppose, I'm not looking for any kind of sympathy, by the way. But I kind of have a gut feel that theme would be better than a whole lot of different topics. I suppose I could ask the advice of my good friend Simon Toon, who's the person who invented the hashtag SepPodPomo. SepPodPomo. And he was first off out of the starting gate in the month of September. And I was second. I don't know who'll be third. But there we are. I also have my back up in the hospital. I've got trouble there. Golf. No. I could talk myself into feeling annoyed and frustrated with myself, but I think I'll skip on that. I'll sleep on it. That's what I'll do. Now that I have put some words around the experience, I'll sleep on it. And tomorrow there might be some decision. And sure, look, if there's no decision tomorrow, it could mean that the whole, you know, I could go the whole month trying to decide. And so what? What would be so awful about a state of indecision throughout the whole month? There we are. England are really poor at cricket today. They got bowled out by South Africa for hardly any runs at all. Yes, and now South Africa, well, I've recorded it, playing it back. But doesn't look to me like South Africa are going to lose any wickets. So there we are. How about I spend the month replying to what another person shares? That might be interesting. Back to the studio.